Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. You've probably heard the term jack of all trades, but master of none. Well, my buddy Nick is a jack of all trades and master of most of them. I am blown away by the volume and range of things that my podcast partner dips his toe into every week. It's exhausting to hear about them, let alone put in all the effort it takes to do them. But I gotta tell ya, it makes Nick a darn interesting conversation pal. Today he introduces us to his new efforts in interactive virtual marketing. It's the next cool thing on his list. Check it out.
So we got approached by a company called Whatnot. It's an app. And this is big in Asia. And I think they've tried to bring it over to the US a couple of times. But live shopping is what they call it. So it's almost like QVC, but it's on your phone. And you're interacting with people. So the comparison would be Twitch. Where you're watching somebody play video games or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But then you also are talking about products.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've done two shows. One was about graphic novels. So I was like, here's this one. It's, you know, The Dark Knight Returns. And
now, is it just you talking to the camera?
Yeah. And so people can interact by typing and sort of just chatting back to me. So it's not
We should do a double team of one of those.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun. Just pick some cool random books and just, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing one Friday night at 10.
Oh, fun.
That'll be fantasy books. Like, I found some really weird fantasy books.
How funny.
To do on that one.
Now, you're doing it live from the bookstore?
Yeah.
Or you doing? Okay, yeah, so yeah.
So I got the lighting all set up. Yeah. I got a little thing to hold the camera and then type in on the computer. So it's been interesting so far, and I could see how it could get, like, really addictive because, you know, you're interacting with people, you're talking, selling stuff to... but there's this balance of, you know, you're building community. You want people to interact. Like, I want them to come to the show so we can talk about books.
Yeah.
Even though it's sort of a one-sided conversation. And you know, you got to balance that out with the selling, cause you still have to kind of push the book and say, this is going to be a great book because of these reasons.
Do you have a time limit for when they can actually purchase it? Something like that, or?
It's, you can do it a couple of different ways. So you can do buy it now. Mm-hmm. You can do an auction.
So now, are you doing the business behind the scenes while you're...
But I think people are fairly forgiving of, okay, why don't you look at this for a second? I'm going to do this.
Okay, all right.
You know. So I think they're used to that. And I've watched a couple other shows that do stuff like that. And, you know, you're just... You're doing something. The person watching is probably doing something else until the book that they're interested comes up.
Right on.
But yeah, so you could auction... This is a 30-second auction. Here's the starting price. And if somebody bids in the last 10 seconds, so you can't snipe at the last second, it'll go back to 10 seconds. You can do giveaways. I did 4 giveaways this last time because I wanted to, you know, kind of prime the pump with people to come in.
Nice. Interesting that you reset it so you can't come in at the last minute and just undercut the last person who was there.
Yeah.
And then that gives the person to... That's smart because that's going to...
From an auction standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, it kind of sucks.
Again, all this stuff that you had to learn about this stuff and do this stuff, right? It's like, it seems like every week you're doing this where you're like, oh, I've learned this new platform and I'm going to incorporate it into my life in this way. And it's like, that's going to be exhausting. Like how many things you know. Yeah, but it makes you really one of the more useful human beings on the planet.
That is true. Like I can come in... I feel like my past experience, especially when it comes to web stuff, because I had to learn not web development, but web content and populating websites in a time where there wasn't that many standards. It was before really WordPress came, you know, and became like one of the standards. It was before Squarespace and all that. So what I had to teach myself was how to get stuff in there as quickly as possible. Because it was an arduous process. It was copying and pasting. Like I remember something that's still apparently an issue with websites are the quotation marks. So there's two types of quotation marks. There's the curvy ones and there's the straight ones.
Yeah.
And it used to be on a lot of content management systems. I can't remember which one it was. One of them would screw up the code.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And so you had to go through and copy and paste it. So I learned how to do that very quickly in Word, do it, and then put it in.
Don't you kind of love that part of the process, though? Once you figured it out, the manual process.
Oh, yeah.
Switching. Like when we record intros and outros, once it's recorded, the process of copying it from one place to another and
putting it up somewhere.
Feels
good to me. Yep. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I have that. I have that. You probably have that too because you're a whole brainer. Though the left brain stuff does satisfy you.
Yeah.
Almost as much as the right brain.
Yeah. For sure. The yin and the yang.
I was going to correct you and then I realized you were just messing with me again.
Huh?
The yin and the yang.
What?
And which one is feminine power?
Yin.
The yang. Yang.
Oh, is it really?
No, I don't know. Okay. Actually, let's find out right now.
We're going to find out in real time.
Hey, Siri, which is the feminine energy, the yin or the yang?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Yin is the feminine energy associated with the right side of the body. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I should know this because I've been studying Tai Chi for a decade, but we don't really talk about the feminine and the masculine. Although when we bow to each other, traditionally in China, the man will make a fist with his right hand and keep an open palm with his left hand and then place that palm on top of the fist to bow. The woman is the opposite.
The
left fist and the right hand. I have no idea why.
If that's part of it? Yeah.
They just had to differentiate things.
You know why I guessed yin and not yang?
I'm guessing because it's shorter.
There was that, but it was really because yang sounds like wang.
Good reason.
Yep. Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I think that's a good place to end this episode, talking about balance. One thing I'm good at is saying yes, which often means I don't get a chance to necessarily dig in as much as I would like on something. It's important to carve out time to focus on the things that matter, and sometimes to get good at them. But if you have an idea on something new that I could definitely try, let me know. Have a great day.